Greetings. This is WTIP News from Wilder Smith on the Gunflint. At the time of this Gunflint News scooping, the Upper Trail has just come off a swell week of warmer than normal weather. More specifically, it's almost been too nice, as we've had barely a smidgen of rain, and the forest is pretty much a dangerous pile of dry leaves and brush. Every resident and user of this territory should exercise care with regard to any burning until we get snow. With ghosts and goblins in the offing, everything seems to be in readiness for Chapter 11 of 2014. Leaves are down and neatly windrowed along roadsides via the breezes created by passing vehicles. This natural order is the advent of soon-to-be snowplow turnings. Tamarack needles have sifted to earth, and the getting ready for winter chores around this place are completed. About all I see left to be done is Mother Nature sending the bears off to slumber. So we're off into what our Ojibwe neighbors call the month of the freezing over moon. We know our sweet fall days are numbered come November. That in mind, Northwoods folks are reminded to fall back with their clocks before retiring on Saturday evening. Yep, we return to standard time early Sunday morning. Enough of this man-made time-tinkering nonsense. Another bear incident has been brought to my attention. This time, the growly culprit became enraged and attacked a dog over in the Loon Lake neighborhood. This attack seems rather unusual, as most barking dogs, of which I've heard, will send a bear readily up a tree. Perhaps this scenario involved a cub, thus provoking a protective mama bear. I'm told the mid-sized canine was chewed up quite badly. In a frantic attempt to save the dog, its owner chanced a difficult shot during the battle. Fortunately, he dispatched the bear without hitting his pet during the melee. At this writing, the dog, named Ike, is in a difficult recovery mode back home in Duluth. Ike has no broken bones, but its hide is sutured up like a hand-stitched quilt. Best of luck to Ike and his master, as the hope is for no infections from the wounds. As we celebrate this night of sometimes eerie happenings, folks are reminded of the wicked snowstorm that did in Halloween back in 1991. Longtime Gunflint residents will forever remember the 40-plus inches of white that buried sections of the territory 23 years ago this weekend. The storm goes down in infamy as a trick that was no treat. A trip last weekend back into the mayhem of Metro America once again affirmed why so many folks cherish this area as a place of revival and renewal. The Smiths enjoyed a special time with family near Metropolis, but we were soon to realize once again how great this area can be. When we returned to the pristine peace as we headed home down the Mile of Pine, there was no human hubbub, only a welcome of wind whispering greetings through the pines and ripples gurgling against the shore. Too many people and too many vehicles, all in a hurry to only the Lord knows where, and we call it civilization. In this neighborhood, the sometimes lonesome roar of a chainsaw or hum of a wood splitter offers solace to the soul, far surpassing the uproarious clamor of a world seemingly gone mad. Hooray for the quiet of borderland! As we enter into this month of bounteous celebration and thanksgiving, the first order of business is radio revelry at WTIP. The fall membership drive kicks off next Thursday, November 6th. Themed Many Thanks, it's a time when the abundance of community radio programming is honored by pledging to support this ever-expanding North Shore asset. This time, it's a twofold time to give thanks. First, for those who make the day-to-day operations happen, and second, to those who have fiscally bolstered the efforts for many years. What a team for which to be thankful. Our national pastime, baseball, has finally drawn down. but everyone in the WTIP universe can make another hit for the season by re-upping with a financial promise starting late next week. The fundraising effort runs through Monday, November 10th. This is Fred Smith at Wilder Smith on the Gunflint, and that's all for now. Keep on hanging on and savor the sounds of silence in the woods.